Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today it's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 204, and we're in a new psalm, Psalm 131. Today we'll do an overview of the psalm, and then tomorrow we'll get into verse 1, followed by verses 2 and 3. It's a short psalm, as you may have noticed. But here is how it reads. A song of ascents of David. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. How does that psalm make you feel? It has a calming, a peace-inducing effect on me just reading it just then. It's one of David's psalms. It seems to describe his early years. There's modesty here, simplicity, and peaceful trust. Sadly, not qualities he managed to maintain through the latter part of his life. So we're wise if we meditate on this psalm regularly to see how we're doing, to be sobered at different times in our lives. The whole tone of the psalm reminds me of Matthew chapter 18, which reads, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, 'Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.'" We see here the instructions of Jesus as to the qualities necessary for us to be great in the kingdom. It's a heart check, this psalm. As Peterson says in his book on these psalms, Psalm 131 is a maintenance psalm. It is functional to the person of faith as pruning is functional to the gardener. It gets rid of that which looks good to those who don't know better and reduces the distance between our hearts and their roots in God. This is a deceptively simple yet tremendously deep psalm. As Spurgeon said about this psalm, it is one of the shortest psalms to read, but one of the longest to learn. It's true that you and I will never stop learning about how to be humble, how to be submissive before God, how to be content with God and only God. It will take us a lifetime, but the journey will be worth it, because it will take us to the right place of being a child in the kingdom of heaven. Perhaps a devotional activity today would be just to pray and ask God to give you this childlike simplicity in your relationship with him. That would be a blessing. That would be a blessing and a strengthening of your faith, and it would give you assurance of your place in the kingdom. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.